Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is going to be a blazing hot weekend here in Sacramento, but that is not stopping one of Sacramento's favorite festivals from happening. This weekend is the Chalk It Up Chalk Art and Music Festival at Fremont Park. In fact, it's the festival's 32nd year. And if you haven't been, hopefully the hot weather won't be too much of a bother because it is a sight to see and it's free. And organizers are ready for the hot weather, too. Artists from all over, they take over the entire square block that surrounds Fremont Park and transforms them into spectacular works of art. The creativity is quite stunning. The best part of it all the money raised goes towards improving art education and art programs all over Sacramento. Joining us now is Will Morris with Chalk It Up. Will, thanks for being here. Nice to see you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Let's go back to 1991. Why did Chalk It Up begin more than 30 years ago?
So we had some local artists who thought, let's find a way to bring art to the community. Let's find a way to liven up downtown and share the art that we have with everyone else.
Hmm. For those who haven't been to Chalk It Up, maybe they've heard about it, but they've never actually gone. Explain what it is and who it benefits.
Okay. Well, there's kind of two parts. The Chalk It Up Festival is the part that most people know about. And that's the three-day free festival that's during every Labor Day weekend. This year, it's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of September. And that's the festival that everyone knows about. They come to the park in Midtown, Fremont Park, and they see hundreds of artists doing art all around the park. And they get to experience all the different styles and the different ways that people express themselves through art. And they also get to participate in different activities with their kids and have good food and listen to awesome music. Then we also have the part of Chalk It Up that we do the rest of the year where we earn money or collect money, rather, for artists and we give out grants to local art programs for our youth art education.
I see. So the event obviously is free over Labor Day weekend, but you're raising money throughout the year for youth art education. Yeah. Can you give us a few examples of who these funds go towards?
Yeah, absolutely. We have teachers that lead art programs in our schools, and then we also have art organizations, nonprofit organizations that tend to do art programs with our youth. And all throughout the year, we're collecting donations, and then twice a year, we give out grants to these organizations and these programs to be able to support the youth.
There's a history behind chalk and even street art. Talk to us a little bit about where the inspiration came from.
That's a great question. Well, there's a title for street artists that's called, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, but it's Madonari. And it's an Italian word, and that is a street painter or a chalk artist. And that comes from back in the 16th century Italy, when they needed artists to paint the cathedrals. And when they were done painting, they needed something to do. So they would go out and use chalk and paint the streets with all of their different expressions of art. And that is still happening today.
Centuries later. Yeah. And you have now taken in hundreds and hundreds, possibly even thousands of pieces of chalk art from this festival. Do you have any favorites that still resonate with you?
Oh, I really love to see the ones that are done by our young artists, the youth that put their heart and soul out there on the pavement. Those are usually the ones that stand out to me the most. But there's also always some crowd favorites that are kind of optical illusions or 3D pieces and stuff like that.
I just can only imagine how much skill and practice and training goes into doing something like this.
Yeah, it's it's amazing the pieces that come out after they put their time and their energy into it. And you can really see that we have excellent artists here in Sacramento.
Yeah, the medium being what, like concrete?
Yeah, right.
concrete and
chalk.
Right. Yeah. Well, art, obviously, the main draw over Labor Day weekend. Music is a big part of it. What's planned this weekend? And because people are also going to go inside Fremont Park as well.
Yep. So not just the perimeter where the art is, but we also have live music playing all 3 days. from 10 to 6 p.m. And it's free. The concert is free. We have some wonderful lineup. If you want to look at that, you can go on to chalkitup.org and see the lineup of music. But we're going to have local artists who volunteer their time and their talent to help us have an awesome time.
Now, this beloved tradition is kind of colliding with triple-digit temperatures this weekend. How are you preparing, and especially not only people who are going to enjoy it, but also the artists as well?
Yeah, well, we take it seriously. We all know in Sacramento that hot summers are just a normal thing. And so every year we try to think of new ways to make it a little more comfortable and a little easier. But especially these years when we're going to have triple digits, we think of what we can do to help. So we will have two large, we call them water monsters. They're refill stations, and it has cooled, filtered water that's free for everybody to refill their water bottles. We'll have plenty of ice cold drinks and treats from our food trucks. We also have, a medical station by the Sacramento Medical Reserve Corps. And so if anybody feels overheated, they have a tent that they can go cool off in. And so we're excited for the heat. It's better than the rain when we're trying to make chalk art.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah. When it comes to like four-legged friends, are pets allowed?
Absolutely, and not only are they allowed, but we will have a hydration station, especially for our four-legged friends to help them keep cool as well.
You briefly touched upon, obviously we have the water stations, but washing it down with some yummy food. What kind of food are you going to be having this weekend?
We have the best assortment of food trucks every year. So we have all different types of food for anyone who has any dietary needs. You'll always be able to find something, and it will always taste good. And not to mention ice cream and Italian ice and nice things to keep you cool.
From vegan to gluten to carnivore.
Exactly.
Yeah, we know that the last couple of years has just been brutal for everyone, but especially the arts community. And we've done a lot of those segments here, and you really can't do enough of them. Given that you are really embedded in this, has this deepened the importance to support local arts in Sacramento?
Yeah. Over the last couple of years, I think that people need something to express themselves. And I think the arts have been a good outlet for them. And so even more so, we want to be able to provide them that opportunity to be able to express themselves. And we love that the art community in Sacramento is taking that up and doing so much good with it.
Well, Chalk It Up this weekend is the main event. It's free for families and for everyone. I mean, you're always in the community. How can the public support Chalk It Up's mission year-round?
Yeah. Well, our mission is to empower and support the next generation of Sacramento artists. And we do that mostly by giving those grants out to the different organizations and schools that support youth art. And so all throughout the year, please, go on to chalkitup.org, find ways that you can volunteer with us or donate with us. But even if you can't do it through us, please find a way to help give and support the youth in our community so that they can express themselves through art.
I imagine there have been moments when you're watching a local artist display art from the Chalk It Up Festival and then seeing them grow over the years or even decades. How rewarding is that?
It's incredible. I mentioned earlier, my favorite part of the art itself is looking at the art of the really young artists. And you're right. I've seen children out there starting when they're very young, maybe 7 or 8 years old, and every year they come out and they're still doing it. And now they're winning prizes and entering contests, and it's just wonderful.
Do you all still need volunteers for this weekend?
Yeah, and you can go to chalkitup.org. There's a link there in, under the festival's link for volunteers. Please, anyone that's available, jump on there and help us out, and we'll be happy to put you to work.
It'll be a fun weekend. Yeah. Will, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having us.
Will Morris is with the Chalk It Up Festival, and that's going to be taking place throughout Labor Day weekend in Sacramento's Fremont Park, and it is free of charge. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.